All right, everyone, welcome back to the Daily Stoic Blueprint. I'm your host, Logan Cruz, and let me tell you, today's topic hit me right in the feels. It's about prioritizing mental health over physical wellness. Now, before you think I've gone rogue, hear me out. We all know the drill. Hit the gym, eat your greens, get 8 hours of sleep. But what about that ever-present feeling of stress, anxiety, or just plain blah? Ever feel like your mind is running a marathon while your body's on vacation? We need to talk about giving our mental well-being the same attention we give our physical health, because trust me, they are totally intertwined. Think about it. You can have a killer workout fuel up with the healthiest smoothie ever, but if your mind's racing with worries or anxieties, that feeling of victory is going to feel pretty hollow. So today, let's dive into some actionable steps for making mental health a priority, because honestly, folks, a happy mind leads to a happier life, full stop. Number 1. Mindfulness, my friends. This isn't just about meditating on a mountaintop with a singing bowl, although that sounds pretty amazing. Mindfulness is about being present in the moment, noticing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Think of it like taking a mental break from the constant chatter, the to-do list, the worries about the future. You can do this through simple breathing exercises, taking a few minutes to savor a cup of coffee, or even just paying attention to the sounds around you. Next up, boundaries, boundaries, boundaries. This is where we learn to say no without feeling guilty. We're bombarded with expectations from work, family, friends, everyone wants a piece of us. But remember, you're not responsible for everyone else's happiness. Setting healthy boundaries protects your time and energy, allowing you to prioritize what truly matters, your mental well-being. Number 3. Fuel your mind with positivity. Just like you wouldn't put junk fuel in your car, don't feed your mind negativity. Limit your exposure to toxic news, social media drama, or people who bring you down. Instead, seek out positive content, inspiring stories, uplifting music, or engaging conversations that leave you feeling good. Remember, you have the power to choose what you consume. Now, let's talk about connection. You know that feeling when you're surrounded by loved ones, laughing and sharing experiences? That's pure magic. Strong social connections are vital for mental well-being. So make time for the people who matter, nurture those relationships, and don't be afraid to reach out for support when you need it. Remember, we're all in this together. Finally, let's not forget about self-care. This isn't just bubble baths and face masks, although those are awesome. Self-care is about actively taking steps to nourish your mind, body, and soul. It could be reading a good book, spending time in nature, pursuing a hobby, or simply taking a break when you need it. Let me tell you about this one time I was completely swamped with work deadlines, emails flying, phone ringing off the hook. My brain felt like a popcorn machine on overdrive. I knew I needed to take a step back before I burned out entirely. So I put my phone on silent, closed my laptop, and took a walk in the park. Just breathing in the fresh air, listening to the birds chirping, it completely reset my headspace. When I came back, I felt refreshed, focused, and ready to tackle those tasks with renewed energy. The point is, prioritizing mental health isn't selfish, it's essential. By taking care of our minds, we create a ripple effect that touches every aspect of our lives, our relationships, our work, our overall well-being. Remember these 5 key takeaways: mindfulness, boundaries, positivity, connection, and self-care. Make them your mantra, integrate them into your daily routine, and watch the magic unfold. So go out there, be kind to yourselves, and don't forget a happy mind leads to a happier life. And hey, if this resonated with you, hit the subscribe button, leave us a review, and share this episode with someone who needs to hear it. Until next time, keep on thriving.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.